Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 6:52. Good morning. Gosh, I've just received this tweet, and it's a retweet of Roger Waters. You know, the lunatic. He's saying you are not alone. The whole story, his usual. And then somebody says, these are the kind of atrocities that give this ugly Howard Feldman a hard on. He celebrates violent deaths of Palestinians, the Lebanese, and Iranians. Lap it up, Humpty Dumpty. This is enormously offensive, because how many metaphors is this guy using? You can't mix metaphors like this. It is totally offensive. And what is this, like syntax genocide? That's just awful. Either way, John Day, a very, very good morning to you. Sorry you had to hear that, but this is all all in a day's work, right?
Yes, Howard, good morning. And you have a thick skin, and you can you can give it back as much as you get.
So. Well, hold on. Are those mixed metaphors not offensive? Pick one,
offensive.
Stick to it,
absolutely.
And develop the theme.
Pick one.
You know,
pick one, stick to your theme. Absolutely.
Exactly.
You got that right.
Before we start, we were talking a little bit earlier to listeners about how we store numbers in our phones. Adam says, my son has his mom's phone number saved as the womb landlord. Okay, that's the weirdest one I've heard. Do you store numbers ever in a strange sort of a way?
I have one on my phone that says avoid this guy. I don't know what his name. I can't remember his name.
Because you're avoiding him.
I'm avoiding him.
Right. That's brilliant. Actually, I like that. I'm going to start doing that. Right. Let's talk about what's happening in the United States. It was very interesting to me to see that Saturday Night Live is finally becoming, you know, taking a little bit of a stab at a Democrat nominee. We normally don't see that, but it really isn't showing Kamala in a particularly favorable light. To be honest, I can't really watch her speak. It makes me embarrassed and uncomfortable. You know, like when you hear somebody on the radio and you turn it off because you don't want them embarrassing themselves. And then, you know, her vice president just gives me the creeps. So I can't watch him either. But I'm not a voter. What are voters saying?
Oh, you know, Howard, this is coming down to the wire, and it's such a tight race. The polls are back and forth. It's so unclear that there's any leader right now. And depending on the day that you read a poll, it seems to be really just down to the wire, 50-50. You know, you keep hearing stories about how Trump is making inroads in these various groups that were thought to be solidly Democratic, like Latino men, black men here in America. And all of a sudden, the momentum seems to have changed a bit in Trump's favor, and the momentum that Harris had coming out of her, you know, coronation and the convention and so on seems to have sort of fallen apart. So, but it really it's just so close, and the polls could be wrong. They've been wrong before. They could be wrong now. But it just seems like it's just so close.
It gets to a time ahead of an election where they almost have to stop talking, because they could do more damage than good. My sense is the more Kamala speaks and the less that Trump speaks right now, the better for a Trump campaign. Just because there's almost the sense that the more she speaks, the more empty that she might be perceived to be, and I'm not saying she is, but what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think you're right up to a point, but, you know, recently, I don't know if you've caught this, what Trump has been saying, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what Trump says, really, because everyone has their opinion of him, and he's been saying these things about using the military to round up his political opponents, but it doesn't make a difference. I mean, if you don't have an opinion of Donald Trump by now, I mean, nothing he says is really going to shift anything. And he's got the solid support. And it seems like he is sort of riding this new wave of people who are, you know, the small number of undecided voters who were in these seven, what they call the battleground states. It seems to be going his way, which is really fascinating, because he's saying things that are getting a lot of criticism, but yet it doesn't make a difference in the polls.
So that's why I keep thinking now it's all about Kamala, because everybody knows who Donald Trump is. He's not an unknown. They know what he stands for. They know his strengths. They know his weaknesses. They've got this. Kamala is the unknown. And depending on how much confidence I would imagine they have in her, that could change things, not Donald Trump, which is why he should almost, I don't know, maybe just let her do her best or worst. I don't know if that's a very risky strategy. How does it normally work? Is there a period that they have to stop campaigning? I know in South Africa, I think it's 48 hours, 30, I can't really remember exactly, that there can be no more rallies, no more campaigning ahead of an election.
Right, and that's not a bad idea, but in the U.S., there's no such prohibition. They can do whatever they want as long as, you know, up until the very last minute. Uh-huh. And early voting has already started in a lot of states, and so we're getting a sense of how many people are going to the polls, but there's also been lots of stories about how, you know, Republican voter registrations are soaring, and how that's one of the indicators that things are changing. But they can keep campaigning up until the last minute. But to your point about Harris speaking, she's about to do an interview with Fox News, you know, the conservative news network that's going to be interesting, because they're not going to hold back. Obviously, they're not going to be giving her the softball questions that she's been used to. So fascinating.
And nor are they going to cut it the way 60 Minutes was alleged to have done. Was that fact, or was that just an allegation on 60 Minutes?
I mean, I've heard that there are two different transcripts, and that I think it'd be fascinating to see if that's what happened. But you know, on this Fox interview, Fox Network, they're not going to give her the softball questions. I mean, they're going to follow up. They're going to have follow up questions. So can't wait to see that.
When is that happening?
That's this coming week.
That's going to be very, very telling and very interesting. Yeah. We do need to leave it there. Yeah. We do need to go to news headlines and news. John Day, thank you as always.